are here. We have arrived. The time is right. This is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange here on News Radio 570 WWNC. You can also pick up old episodes and listen to us as well at speakingofstrange.com, joshuapwarren.com, no period after the P, and your iHeartRadio app. We are brought to you by hauntedasheville.com. It was funny, during the hiatus, our little break there, I asked you if you had felt... Oh, I'm sorry, Sam the Animal Steel here behind the mic. Erica the Jane sitting across from me here as we enter the Dark 30 Hour. Just a preface, if you have any young ears or if you're easily offended, you know, just listen, you know, with a finger on the button. It's nothing too bad, but, you know, we might get into some seedier stuff. We might get into some things that are, because we're deep into safe harbor, Erica. I don't know if you know what that means.
Tell me what it means.
Deep into safe harbor. That means that you can get in. You can talk about some more adult things after 11 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah. We've reached that point of the evening.
Hour.
Safe harbor. Dark 30 hour.
Dark 30.
I asked you. I was like, "Oh, did you feel anything when you were down in the ladies' room or whatever?" And you were like, "I did.
I did."
Yeah, because that's apparently in the building where. There is, if you're sensitive to supernatural phenomena, there's like something in the ladies' room.
Paranormal, like energy, yeah.
Yeah, or it's just the janitor is in there.
I sure
peeking. I don't know. Maybe there's like a camera in there or something. I don't know. But there's a weird feeling, you said, that you could, a palpable feeling.
Yes.
And you mentioned also that like you got that same feeling at Zambra's.
Yeah.
And I believe that when I was on the Haunted Asheville tour, they brought us down there by Zombras and actually talked about something weird that had gone on there back in the day, many, many moons ago, and maybe that's what you're feeling. So you might have to take the Haunted Asheville tour, the walking tour, and find out.
It's true. There, I mean, I've had a lot of friends work there, and the stories, there are a lot of stories.
I ate some testicles there once.
How were they?
They were a little, I didn't like the texture. They were a little mealy.
Little, yeah.
Like pate-ish or something. Wasn't particularly fun. I mean, the taste was fine. I think they were like a bowl testicles or something. I don't know. It's tapas, you know. You get like, you try new things.
Yes. You try new things. Like
testes.
Like testes, I guess.
So, let's kick off the Dark 30 Hour. I saw this. This seems like a great idea. It says... that these are either genius or the end of humanity. Now, even though we are deep into Dark 30, I can't say the name of this product, but it's a very clever name. It rhymes with mittens, and it's for cleaning up baby poop. So can you put two and two together there? Mittens and baby poop. The product starts with an S, and it rhymes with mittens, and I can't say the word. You got it?
I got it.
Okay, check. So... it's, like, pretty good, man. Like, as if, like, you have kids. You had to deal with all this crap, literally.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't have to do that, you know.
Just your own.
Yes. But there's a company that produces a crap mitten, which I just wish I could say it because it flows off the tongue so well.
It starts with shh.
Yes, and then it ends with ittens.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you didn't misread that or mishear it. There's a company that produces a schmitten. A schmitten. I can say schmitten. Like smitten.
Schitten.
Yeah, something like that. But they're already sold out on Amazon. You got to be schmitten me. I tell you. So what it
crazy.
Is like, okay, you know, you go and you get the wet wipes, right? Which for a long time, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. I didn't realize that they just had wet wipes for, you know, normal adults. And I was buying them in the baby section.
Are they cheaper?
In the baby section?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Huh.
But, like, I look back and I think that people might have used my bathroom. And they're like, why do you have, like, you know, like babies on your wet wipes there? I'm like, I didn't know you could buy them. Like, they changed my life. And we've read some stories here on the Dark 30 Hour in the past about, like, London, for instance. They had this... you know, from too many people using, they say that these things are biodegradable and that they break down in the septic tank. The reality is that they don't. And so they're making these huge cluster bomb, like wet wipe, like, Let me find this thing, because like when I tell you the size of it, it's like, oh my goodness. I'm part of the problem, not part of the solution here.
Oh, no.
And you know, once I found out about these things, I'm like, oh my gosh, these are great. Like, I didn't realize how dirty I had been my entire life. But you know, you're supposed to supplement the toilet paper, not just solely use the wet wipes. But we are a spoiled country. And here we go. 130-ton fatberg is what they call it. Oh. A fatberg of wet wipes, nappies, and condoms in East London. How gross is that?
Ew.
130 tons. Let's see. So that's 2,000 pounds, 130. 260,000 pounds of wet wipes jammed up in a sewer in London?
That's gross.
Yeah. It's 250 meters long. I think a meter's 3 feet. So
wow.
That's like, you know, three.
Feel bad for the people that live in that neighborhood. They're probably like, oh, my God. That's.
But back to the Schmittens. So picture a wet wipe, but it's a glove.
Or a mitten.
A mitten, if you would. Like, but I guess that works better with the word than like a slub.
Well, and. You know,
well, there's no fingers on it.
Yeah,
no fingers. I guess you don't. Yeah, that's probably for the best. But how smart is that? Like, I want to get them for me.
You said they're sold out on Amazon?
Sold out on Amazon.
Where can you get them?
Well, I don't know. I guess probably the black market.
In bitcoins, you just...
Yeah, probably the brown market. you know, and so the company, this is the company's words, not mine. If there's one great universal truth that we can all agree on, no one wants poop on their hands. I mean, how right is that? It looks like one of those car wash gloves.
Yeah, it does, a chamois.
Yeah, it's like that you dip your hand in the bucket. Yeah, so that's a thing now. That's pretty cool, I think. So I'm going to put that on my Amazon wish list. If anybody would like to, it's a public wish list. find
Help Sam
Steele.
Wipe his bum.
Yeah, get me some schmittens. How about this? You know, my dad, you've met my dad before, right?
I have. Your dad is so sweet.
Is he not? Hey, Dad, he listens to the show. Dr. Steele.
Hi, Dr. Steele.
He's up there at, you know, UNCA, at the old university, teaching the math to the kids, the little boys and girls, you know, getting them learned.
Inspiring the youth.
Yes, inspiring the youth. Well, in Roxana, Illinois, I don't think this was at the collegiate level. I think this is more at the high school level. Some parents in the school district there are complaining about a pair of math questions written by a teacher on the whiteboard. When we were growing up, we had chalkboards.
Chalkboards.
Now they have the whiteboards. And I think that's a little racially insensitive. But apparently the parents of the questions were not only in bad taste, but gave the impression that the teacher was making light of drug use. And who would want to do that?
It's not okay.
Oh, I know. So the first question that was on the whiteboard was, you take 600 milligrams of cocaine. Your body filters out 40% per hour. How high are you in 3 hours? That's kind of, if you ask me, I'm not very good at math. I failed geometry.
But your dad.
I know, but I'm a better reader than he is. He sees the world through numbers. I see the world through colors. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that's a very straightforward question. Because, look, I've done a lot of drugs. I'm not trying to hide it. I don't know how much 600 milligrams of cocaine is. I don't know how high I would be if my body... I mean, it's not a very straightforward question. I think it's a legit... You know, it's legit. I don't think that's making light of drug use.
It's like their measurement is wrong, is what you're saying?
No,
so that way
just
it's hard
like,
to, like, translate it?
Who buys cocaine in milligrams?
Exactly.
You buy grams. I guess I would have to know how many milligrams is in a gram. And then how, like, your...
Do you want me to Google it?
And then how, like, your body, how your liver filters out toxins and the
half-life.
And what
shape is your liver in?
I mean, all that. The second question was, unfortunately, you can't pay your dealer. So she sets up a payment. See, I think it's already a very good question because it's saying not all dealers are men. Women can be dealers, too. It's equal opportunity peddling. You owe her $1,000 at 25% daily. How much do you owe 1 year later? These are questions that are valid, that come into play in real life. I think this teacher I think this teacher is preparing these kids for, you know, for real life instead of being like, a train leaves Chicago traveling at whatever.
Yeah.
No. You owe your dealer a grand. And this is the big. You got to pay 25% a day. How much do you owe her a year later? Now, I'm not good at math. I could probably start scribbling down on the pad here. I don't know the answer to that. But the district said this was an example of poor judgment because they're just not in touch with the youth of today. And this is what the school district said. They are addressing the matter with the faculty member and those impacted by the incident. Impacted by the incident. Like they're traumatized or something. Like, oh, I read a math question about drugs and now I can't sleep at night.
So. I don't know. I think my kids, like the oldest one, part of what they do now is...
sell drugs?
No, but they go through these sort of classes like where they have a budget, and then they have like if you have a car or if you live in a place with public transportation, how far away, what kind of house do you buy? Like, what is the best way to navigate the sea of money in life?
Nobody ever taught me that.
I know. We grew up also in a time where people didn't talk about feelings so much, you know, and now it's like... where do you feel your feeling in your body? You know, where does happiness, where do you feel that? Where do you feel happiness in your body, Sam? Like,
I don't know if we're allowed to we're allowed to answer that.
Oh, this dear. Is the dark, what did I just
this is the dark 30
set
hour.
You up for?
This is the dark 30 hour, but I'll tell you when we go to a break where I feel happiness.
Oh, dear.
In my body.
Oh, no.
You're listening to Speaking of Strange. It's News Radio 570 WWNSC. Brought to you by HauntedAsheville.com. I encourage you, if you've not taken a tour, to take a tour. Tad McDivitt. Do you know Tad?
Not personally.
He's a tour guide on there. Very cool guy. All the tour guides are very cool people, and they know a lot more about the back, the seedier side. Much like this is the seedier side of life in this dark 30 hour, they know the seedier side of Asheville.
I want to go.
Well, then you should. Book it. Yeah. I got a contact. I can hook you up.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back on Speaking of Strange.
My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
Are you on point, Erica Jane? Are you rocking a funky joint? And are you on point, more importantly? You're listening to Speaking of Strange here on News Radio 570 WW. And see the voice of the mountains. You can also check us out at speakingofstrange.com or joshuapwarren.com. No period after the P. I always said that should be a T-shirt. Have like Speaking of Strange T-shirts and say no period after the P.
In small lettering below.
No, just, I mean, and you would know about novelty T-shirts. You know about
novelty. And doormats.
So what you got, well, let me just preface this. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. It's the final hour of the show where we delve into some weird stories. Sometimes they can be a little bit lewd. Sometimes they can be downright just gross. So if you got sensitive ears, if you're easily offended... you know, then I'm sorry for, you know, what we're probably going to do to you. We'll probably offend you.
It's possible.
It's true. So, what you got over there, Erica Jane?
Well, there's this story in the news about this woman that had gone missing. You know, we were talking about the missing 411 earlier on in the show.
Oh, yeah, with the...
And how people go missing.
Clusters. Don't be picking berries.
Well, I think this gal's mom thought that that was what happened to her or something because she reported her as being missing. And
Rebecca Martinez.
Rebecca Martinez.
Cute girl.
Yeah.
Cute girl.
She's got peacock feather earrings.
I like the other picture.
Cute little pixie hairdo.
Yeah, a little pixie do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was up in Humboldt County there, up in weed country. She actually went there to work on a weed farm.
I guess so. What I can't determine is if that was what was happening. Like, is the bachelor now on a weed farm? Is that something? I wonder.
You'd skipped an entire section. You skipped an entire very integral part of the story, which is 22-year-old girl goes missing in weed country. Her mom is worried.
Worried.
Where does she turn up?
Well, she turns up on The Bachelor.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. She's been shooting The Bachelor.
The TV show, The Bachelor. She was on The Bachelor, not abducted.
Yep, not abducted. And I wonder how many of our tax dollars were spent looking for
Well, it's not outside the line of questioning because apparently Humboldt County, you know, like which is in Northern California, you know, it was the home of weed before legal weed.
It was legal, yeah.
And it has the highest rate of missing persons reports in the state. There's a lot. I mean, I had a friend. He's dead now, but rest in peace. He was working on a farm up there, and he would tell me all sorts of craziness.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like
super shadiness?
Yeah, like everybody's got automatic weapons, like, you know, fending.
No one needs an automatic weapon.
If you lived up there and you're growing, you did. But, yeah, so apparently, so the mom is looking, and somebody on Facebook is like, oh, isn't that your daughter there? On The Bachelor? And the mom apparently doesn't tune into The Bachelor very often, but... there she was.
Yeah, I don't tune into The Bachelor very often, but I got a friend that does. That'd be pretty... I kind of want to see how she does this season, then.
I hate The Bachelor. Like, it's so dumb. It's like, basically, that guy's getting laid by all those chicks, right?
Probably.
I mean, he is. I mean, it's like, first of all, you're not going to fall in love with a guy. You know it's a TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Right. And, I mean, so the point of it, it's a game. You got to win the game. So to win the game, you got to win the heart. How many of the... they're on season what now? Like 15, 20, something like that?
37. I don't know.
Are they really?
No.
Oh. Don't talk like you know what you're... But like out of all those, are any of them still together? I don't think so.
I don't know. I lived in Vail and the first Bachelorette, I think it was the first. Trista and Ryan.
Trista and Ryan, yeah.
They moved to Vail after the show.
They're not
I wonder
together,
how they're doing. Are they not? Oh,
I'm pretty sure they're not.
Sad. There was a street named after them and everything.
No way.
Way.
What?
Way.
Let's see what they're up to now. Ryan opens up about wife Trista's seizure in Croatia.
What are they doing in Croatia?
I don't know, but this was last year. This is last year, and it says wife, so maybe they are still together.
Aww.
That's sweet if they are.
That's sweet.
Yeah, wow. This was on ABC. No definitive cause for why Trista suffered a seizure. She was in a Croatian hospital. I don't know, but they look cute. That's good. That's good to know. You know, what about Brett Michaels' Rock of Love? I mean, do you think any of those people are still together? Brett's not with any
of them. I forgot about that show.
I've got it on DVD.
Of course you do.
I didn't buy it. Somebody gave it to me. It is kind of embarrassing, though.
Rock of Love.
Yeah. Man, Brett Michaels with that. He rocked that bandana is what he rocked.
It's true.
You just say that a lot.
I do. Well, I did like Brett Michaels and bandana and Axl Rose, too, for that matter, for bringing up the bandana. And Willie Nelson.
What about Willie?
The bandana. Love the bandana.
Well, Willie wears it a totally different way.
Exactly, but it's
Willie wears it like a headband. Brett wears it as a you know, and he's got like the plugs or whatever. And I think, no, like honestly, I'm not like ripping on the guy. I think he actually has, I read this somewhere, that like the bandanas that he wears actually have like extensions and stuff coming out of the bandana itself.
Like the novelty ones,
yeah,
you
like,
can get when you go to Gatlinburg or whatever?
Sure, Gatlinburg. Fudge and Brett Michaels bandana. Remember, we played a show in Gatlinburg one time.
We did play a show in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the distillery.
Yeah. Oh, and it had such a cute name.
I don't remember what it was. But it was busy.
It was really busy.
Yeah.
And I think the chairlift there. It's kind of charming. You're like, wait.
No.
I don't know.
Mom and Dad, they took their honeymoon in Gatlinburg.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
That hotel was haunted that we stayed in.
That hotel, I didn't stay in it. I left, but... I didn't.
Yeah, it was totally haunted. There was lots of stories.
I just didn't like the wood paneling, honestly.
Why not?
I'm not a fan of wood paneling. So this is a good excuse here. You ever been harassed by the man, by the law?
Once, yeah.
Just once?
Really once.
As a white woman? Only one time?
I mean...
Anyway, so you're not very, you know, accustomed to what you would have to say to get out of something, you know?
No, I got totally searched. He was, like, ready to test my vitamins. I was like, go ahead, test them. I'm in tears on the side of the road.
He found some vitamins and thought they were drugs.
Yes.
Or prescription medication.
I think he was, like, the Green River Killer or something.
Weird. Okay. Well, a teenage drug dealer in London has been banned from entering a town. I got banned from entering Montreat for a year one time.
Whoa, I want to hear that story.
I wish I still had the paperwork. I came home, and it was on the center of the kitchen table. Like, Mom's got the napkin. It's not a napkin koozie, but it's like a napkin...
holder?
Yeah, it's sort of like a... one of those things that chopped off, like, the heads, you know, like a...
Guillotine?
Yeah, guillotine, except for napkin. I don't know. But that's like where the mail would go. And I came home, and there's a letter from the town of Montreat, and it was on there, and it was like, Samuel Steele, you have been banned.
Why? What did you do?
We got caught with some paraphernalia and whatnot.
Where?
In Montreat. Up like, on a lookout.
Lookout?
Yeah.
Were you all the way up there?
No, we were like, and they even told us that if we were like 100 feet higher up the hill.
You would have been in the woods.
We would have been fine. Uh-huh. Well, we would have been in a cluster near Barry's, and we might have disappeared.
You might have disappeared.
Well, this kid...
And they wouldn't have found you because, you know, it's out of their jurisdiction.
Totally. Totes my goats. But this kid banned from entering this town for 3 months after getting caught with 22 bindles of cocaine between his buttocks.
I don't know how much that is, but that doesn't sound comfortable.
It's
damn.
Probably like an 8-ball, something like that. Mm. And they call that suit casing.
Oh,
in case,
do they know?
Yeah, in case you need to know.
Do they know?
Well, yeah, I mean, just letting you know. But yeah, so the kid gets caught with the cocaine in the butt, and he's arrested. When police tried to search him, he claimed that it was racially motivated and says, "You can't arrest me. I'm 17. That was his excuse there. I'm going to try that next time. Like, you can't search my car. I'm 17.
I don't know how that'll go for you, but you should, you could give it a shot.
Well, I'm lamenting now that...
You'll at least be like, oh, he's delusional.
I'm lamenting now that I don't have enough time to pull up for the outro music, Dawkins, she's only 17.
Oh.
Which would have been an apropos outro song.
That would have been a...
It's going to bug me tonight. It's going to bug me when I get home. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. This is the Dark 30 Hour. So far, we haven't gotten too dirty. We talked about some mittens for poo. Talked about suitcasing some cocaine. Nothing too out of line. Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows what the next couple segments are going to bring.
It's true.
We don't know. You'll have to stick around and listen when we come back on Joshua P. Warren's Speaking of Strange.
Take a little time. time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain.
Yeah, you were.
I want you to show me. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual, like singing Foreigners, I Want to Know What Love Is, becomes usual. I'm Sam the Animal Steel, with joined this evening by the ever so lovely, eating my Fritos, Erica Jane.
Chili cheese.
Do you know what love is? I want to know what love is.
I know what love is.
I don't. I'm like, you know, I'm smart in some things, but I'm kind of dumb in knowing what love is.
Like your mother loves you, you know? Like
I assume so. She says that she does, but and I can
she
believe.
She seems like an honest lady.
She is. And I can believe her, but I don't know what that feels like, 'cause I don't have a kid. Mm. So I don't know what they say that when you have a kid, you love that kid more than you love yourself, and I'm a pretty selfish person.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think if I had a kid, I've already got like clothes, you know. Like sometimes I'm like, if I had a kid, this is what I'd dress him up in.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, fit well on your fish.
No, my cat,
Max.
Maxie, mm-hmm. he's bigger than most kids. He does weigh like about 22, 23 pounds.
He's ginormous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He sleeps me under the covers. He gets tucked in under the covers.
I think your cat is bigger than my dog.
It is, totally. Mm-hmm. Like twice as big, at least.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You see how ribald we are. You see how dirty it is. We're talking about kittens and fish and little kids and love.
Aw.
So let's segue from that into something a little nastier. What you got over there? You got anything?
Well, nastier, I don't know. I was still on the cute and fuzzy sort of vein of the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, that's right. Punxsutawney Phil.
Shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter.
That's no good.
According to Bill Murray's movie.
Now, let me tell you about this. In high school, this is hard to believe, but I was not the Lothario that I am that.
I'm like, going to Google that, Lothario.
Yeah, you can Google that. Uh-huh. You illiterate. Anyway. So, I asked this girl out on a date. And I think it was a double date, if I remember correctly. Because back then, this was when I had transferred to a Christian school. And I think that, you know, you went back then, it was like you went on group dates or whatever. Because the girls were pretty prudish. And stuff.
Yeah, because their parents were checking up on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is pre-cell phone and all that, so, you know, maybe, like, you had to call in on a payphone. I don't know. But we went on this date to go see Groundhog Day.
Aww.
And I hated it.
Oh, did you?
I thought, I mean, the date went horribly. This girl wore jeans with no pockets in the back.
Where did your hand go?
Exactly. That's, like, the one thing I remember about this girl is, like, those damn jeans. Who wears jeans without pockets in the back?
I think they make it's better for the booty to have the pockets.
It's just it fills it, it frames in the area better.
Yes,
it
exactly.
It ties the room together.
Carpet drapes. Wait.
Matching. I never got that far because the movie sucked so bad. I blamed it on Groundhog Day. It wasn't until years later that I came to realize that I will admit when I am wrong, and I was wrong. That's a freaking great movie.
Groundhog. It is a great movie.
And it has like Andie MacDowell in it, and it's got you know
Nashville sweetheart Andie MacDowell.
She's nice. I delivered a pizza to her once.
I ran into her at a Thai restaurant.
Really?
Yep.
You don't say.
Kernel.
So what? Go on about the Punxsutawney.
Oh yes. So he saw his shadow, and according to local legend, that means we will have 6 more weeks of winter. But one other thing I came across is an article called "Happy Groundhog Day." Here is how to eat one.
And a groundhog.
How to eat a groundhog. And, you know, you see them pretty often, actually, around here.
They call them whistle pigs or ground jimmies.
I have one in my backyard, and we call him Charlie. And he's been there for years, and he just likes to eat my dahlias, and he makes me mad. I don't know what to do about Charlie. So maybe I should catch him.
Charlie likes to eat your dolly?
Dahlias. They're flowers.
Oh, the black dahlia.
That's a movie or something.
Oh, it's a woman who got murdered. But
oh, well. Okay, so anyways.
So how do you eat a groundhog? How do you cook up a groundhog and eat it?
When I was looking through the recipes here, I think the most important fact to know is that you have to remove the scent glands first.
Check.
And they say glands. The best way to eat groundhog is to fry it up.
But that's like kind of a cop-out because, like, honestly, I would probably eat, like, fried and salted poop. Like, you deep fry anything, and
oh,
it's...
Oh, Sam.
No,
gross.
I'm just saying, it's obviously not true. That's like... but you know what I'm getting at. Like, you know, you fry anything.
How about cauliflower? Would you eat that?
Yeah, I would eat fried cauliflower.
All right.
You go to, like with that Long John's, like, batter on it, like fried, you would eat anything under that fry.
I don't know. Maybe we got to look up more groundhog recipes.
Maybe I could eat healthier by eating more fried food. I could eat some broccoli.
Sam's just had a revelation, everyone. To and all I, you listeners out there.
I don't eat very healthy.
No, you don't.
So you remove the scent glands. Now, they're not saying that you would do this to Punxsutawney Phil.
No.
Because then how would we know if winter would be over or not if we ate him?
He'd be like he's like the Kobe beef of the groundhog. He's like getting massaged every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had most Kobe beef that's advertised is not real Kobe beef.
Oh, really?
Have you ever had Wagyu?
I know what it is. I had a restaurant where we would get it from time to time.
I've had it one time. It was very, I don't think it was worth the, it was at Nobu. Oh, my goodness. Ever eaten Nobu?
Is that in New York?
There's a couple different ones. This particular one was in the Bahamas, Nassau.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
I have not been to that Nobu.
Yeah, it's Morimoto. Remember the Iron Chef? Iron Chef Morimoto.
Oh, I love that show.
That was so good. Except like, and I like Alton Brown too.
But, I do like Alton Brown.
But when they had the American Iron Chef, it lost a lot of. You remember, like, because like on the original one, it was like the Food Network was so new, and it was like that dude's running around, squeeze on.
You know, you're like, oh my gosh.
I don't even know what that means. But they're like so into it. He's like, he's taking the chili peppers. Squeeze on. Yes. And Morimoto was like, he was the competitor. Like, he was like the no joking around dude.
It's true.
I was at the, where was I the other day? I was waiting for some takeout at a restaurant, a new little takeout place, so that I got some pupusas.
I love pupusas.
A good pupusa is a good thing.
Yeah?
And they had some Gordon Ramsay show was on the TV in there, and I was like, what a joke. I hate Gordon Ramsay. It's like, come on, man. Like, it's such an act. He's all, like, angry, and he's yelling at these people.
Yeah, we were in Best Buy the other day, and he had, like, a fryer toaster oven thing, the picture, he had his picture on the front of it, and I was like, is that really the picture he picked out? I mean, chose that?
That's sort of like what I do
so
on
confused.
On Tinder.
I thought you wanted to sell these things.
If you're on Tinder, you know, it's like, that's the picture you picked yourself. that's the best representative picture of yourself. You want me to swipe right on?
That's funny.
No, it's not. It's usually like a horrible angle, and like, or they're doing the duck. Like, I don't even have to, like, you know. I know it's his radio and he can't see it, but the
duck, and then like
they think it's sexy duck face or whatever. Like,
yeah,
and then like the Snapchat filters. It's like, I get it. It's you, and you got like rosy cheeks and a puppy dog nose.
Yeah,
it's not hot. It's stupid. And it does not. You get swiped left. And what? And let me just. If I'm on a rant right now.
Okay, you are.
I am. Sorry.
Ride that train.
Come on, ride that train. then I'm going to be like, I just want one girl on Tinder to be like, I hate the outdoors. I enjoy eating poorly and watching TV all day. Instead of having every one of these girls like posting pictures of them kayaking. And every girl's got a picture of them on Buzzard Rock with their arms outstretched like they're Leo in Titanic. I'm the king of the world. Shut up. You're getting swiped left because it's like, I like to hike.
I like to hike on Lookout Mountain.
You're listening to Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual and whatever just happens. This is the Dark 30 Hour. We might get a little risque. I don't know. It's just unfolding. More when we come back.
Desert loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say I'm a man without conviction? I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction. You come and go, you come and go.
Listen to Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC as we wrap up this another edition of the show. Yeah, Dark 30 Hour. Actually, I will give a preface on this one. Be like, hey, you might hear something that's a little bit vile. I've been saving a good one.
Oh, gosh.
Remember we were on the phone last night and I didn't tell you? Like, you were like, no, don't tell me. I was like, I'll save it for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, save it. Don't tell me.
Yeah, and I didn't. I mean, I kind of told you a little bit of it, and it was pretty vile.
La, 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 la.
So we're saving that one. That's going to be the last one. Do you got one before then? What you got over there?
Well, this, you know, ties back to the whole Sasquatch thing.
Oh, God.
I know. I get fixated on something.
Go for it. What is it?
Canadian Sasquatch researcher sues California to prove Bigfoot exists.
Now, how can you do that?
I know it's complicated because they are. It's Todd Standing is this guy's name.
Todd,
and he has the evidence. He said he is the director of the documentary Discovering Bigfoot, which is based on his own research and experience, as well as those of, hand quotes, wilderness experts,
okay,
PhDs, and other world-renowned experts and researchers of the
PhD
Bigfoot
in booty
enigma. Lord. Anyways, he used the film to sue the government of British Columbia with the, like, his whole intent is to prove that Bigfoot exists in court. Therefore, you know, we can get the Bigfoot on the endangered species list and protect it. Save the Bigfoot.
Apparently, it's been doing a pretty good job of saving itself. I don't think it needs our help. It's not like the tiger, the Bengal tiger, only like 30 left in the world.
Do you know?
Did you know?
You don't know.
If you don't know, now you know. What don't I know?
You don't know. I mean, could only be 30 big. There could be like
there could
17.
Only be one.
No, because it's in multiple countries and continents. See,
that doesn't explain. Like, okay, let's say there was two and they had a kid. How does he get from Oregon to Siberia? What, walk? Take a plane?
A zeppelin in the other dimension?
Maybe. So, you know, a lot of times in the dark 30 hour, things come back to Florida. I grew up in Florida. I'm not proud of it. I'm not claiming it. It just happened.
I like Florida.
A robber tried to take a vat of formaldehyde, makeup, nail polish, soap, and miscellaneous instruments used in funeral preparation from a funeral home in Spring Hill, Florida. According to the Hernando County Sheriff's Department, an employee at a neighboring business saw the alleged burglary in process and alerted the deputies. A witness told dispatchers they saw a masked man with a flashlight and a crowbar going in and out of the funeral home. Now, that's usually, like, the spell's no good. You know, like, no, yeah.
It's not a shaman crowbar.
Well, when the cops got there, the suspect was coming. Now, they say alleged. It's kind of like he's coming out of the funeral home carrying a tub of formaldehyde. I guess he's going to be making some wet daddies. That's what they call when you soak the joint in formaldehyde, you get wet.
A what?
A wet daddy.
Oh, what?
You smoke the formaldehyde.
Oh,
like PCP kind of.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, deputies took him into custody, and inside the vehicle they found more stuff, including the makeup, nail polish, clippers, soap. I didn't know they made formaldehyde powder. Anyway, he admitted that he broke into the funeral home, so I guess it's not alleged. And he said that he said he did it because he was bored, and he wasn't even sure what kind of business he was breaking into. Maybe the bodies. Spell that out. Okay, here's the last one. This is the one I wasn't wanting to get to, okay, because we're running out of time here. Here is the headline of it. This is from the UK, from the Metro in the UK. Pensioner, which is what they call old people on the dole. Over there.
Yes, pensioner.
Pensioner, 80. Pushed entire arm into cow's rectum and masturbated.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
You've been saving that.
I was saving that. Now, let me show you the picture of the,
oh, no.
Not the picture of the cow or the. This is the picture of the pensioner. Can you see that guy? Look at how high his pants are pulled up. It looks like the kind of guy that would do something like that. And apparently, he's been banned from every farm in Britain. Because it's not the first time he got found guilty of two counts of outraging public decency after he molested several cows on more than one occasion. The court heard that last summer he was spotted talking to a herd of 150 cows and masturbating in fields in Uxbridge, West London. Now,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, apparently he was pants in his trousers. That's what the British call pants.
Trousers
around his ankle, and that's going nowhere fast is where that's going. So
wow.
Kids, if you
what kind of beef do you call that? it's not.
It's beater wait. Beater than regular meat. I don't know. That's the best I could come up with.
You can think on it.
I can do Kobe beater.
Wagyu.
I'd like to thank Joshua P. Warren. Vance Pollock, Shelley Wright. I'd like to thank Erica Jane for sitting in. She didn't know it was this long of a show.
I didn't.
So thanks for staying the whole time.
Thanks
gotta
for
pay
having
that
me,
sitter
Sammy.
A couple extra bucks.
Yep.
So until next time, don't know who's going to be sitting in that chair. I guess we'll just wait and see. Catch you then. Until then, be cool to each other. You are commanded.